I am on a journey and I'm taking you all with me. We are on this journey following the Lord together. Welcome aboard. You are VIP guests on this show. My name is Red. I'll be your host this evening. Thank you for traveling with us here on the Red Blonde Fox Show.
I tell you, it's 4th of July. We got a whole lot of people. You party last night or what?
Oh, Lord.
Firecrackers at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We thank the Lord. Me and the devil. Sister Mildred, if you want to say anything, brother?
I'm blessed to be here today.
Amen.
Amen.
I want the church to pray for me to be stronger in the future than I have been in the past.
Amen.
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 Y'all heard a request.
Amen.
Let us pray. We're going to also, before we take communion, we're going to repent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Right here's the hurt in the heart of every seed. We thank you for just blessing us to come into your house one more time. Had not been for you on our side, where would we be? We thank you just for another day. And this day is brand new. Thank you for giving us a brand new day. This day is not like yesterday. It won't be like tomorrow. Thank you for a brand new mercy day. God, we ask that you bless your word, as we teach your word, that we may hear what the Spirit is trying to do to the church. He's trying to say, we ask for strength to go on in this day and time, a time of troubles. These are troubled times with the world. And we see what's happening in the United States as far as the storms. We see it. Every night there's something going on with tornadoes and floods. God, we see it. And we know that that's not you. We know it's the Prince of the Air. And we thank you for taking care of us during these times. And we thank you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 For thought of today, I got a couple of them I was touring with. Last couple of days, but this was in it, just keep popping up in my spirit. I will not live a lie in Jesus.
Amen.
Then you'll get John 8, 31 and 32.
St. John?
Yep.
Okay. St. John 8 and 38.
8, 31.
31.
Verse 31 and verse 32.
Okay. 8 and 31.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed.
Hallelujah.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
If you notice in the scripture, he said, if you continue, what did he say, in my way? You continue in my way?
Word.
He said word. A continuation in his word. But don't forget the fellowship.
Yeah.
Stay in the fellowship.
Yeah.
Even if some people, you can start church in your home, it's considered a church once you start.
Yeah.
You're in the fellowship.
Yeah.
Get in it. And if you decide to leave that church, whether it was a house, church building, whatever, you go to another. You stay in the fellowship. Don't go back to the world. The world has nothing to offer you. The world is getting worse and worse every day. I ain't never seen so many things that are happening in the world today. Young men killing their parents. Not only white, blacks too. Killing their fathers. Killing family members. I've never seen such a thing happen in my lifetime until now. I've never seen all the storms and the floods. We done had two floods, major floods. Two. Tornadoes is knocking at the door of Milwaukee. Knocking on the door. Looking to see, and here we are celebrating the 4th of July. And here they are out on their boats, just having a good day, trying to enjoy the holidays. Windstorm come through, not too far from here.
Yeah,
no more than an hour away, 45 minutes.
A windstorm?
A windstorm. And it was 10 on the boat, other people on the boat. They started trying to get, and the 10 on the boat flipped. Three kids died. They had a fourth kid, he didn't die. What a tragedy. But the wind took flight. I'm telling y'all, the storms are knocking on the door of Milwaukee. Just y'all better pay attention to what's really going on.
Did you see the wind? I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. Me and him was in the living room. And that wind gusted through there like, I said, oh, Lord, I said, you see that wind outside? A tornado, it's coming in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Everything, the prince of the air is destroying whatever he can and taking whoever he can with him because he knows his time is short.
Yes, it is.
And for people not to believe that Jesus is real, I'm praying for them.
That's right.
Even those men that marched yesterday, it hurt my heart, but I'm praying for them because racism gonna get you sent to hell.
It sure will.
And that goes for black people too. If you racist, you better get unracist.
Yep.
You better pray for yourself. You ain't going nowhere. So the text, Jesus told, he said, if you continue in my word, then indeed you are my disciples. There comes a time in every believer's life when we have to make a decision. Every one of us in here had to come to a decision in our life. Whether to accept Christ or stay out of Christ. This ain't the time to be out of Christ. People been saying for years, our ancestors, great grandparents, oh, he coming back and sometime I used to laugh for him. They've been saying that for a long time. Guess what? Now I'm older than now, I see what they were saying. They were saying what they were saying because guess what? Our generation is about ready to see something. Something's going to happen in our generation, in our time, the way the world is going. You've got to open your eyes and see it. You can't miss it. It's right in front of you. Young black men out of control. Out of control. They will shoot and kill you at the drop of a hat. For what? They don't even know. The devil is using them. But see, y'all got to realize they don't have the power that we have. We got power to resist. He tells us resisting him, flee. Somebody, he just keep talking to them, they just go right on ahead and do what he tells them to do. Am I going truly? Am I going to truly follow Jesus? We all got to ask ourselves. Are we going to be a fake? You can't fake the fun with this game. This game is for real. Can't be a pretender. Am I truly going to follow Jesus or am I going to look like I'm following Jesus? Look like I'm following. Suit on every Sunday, coming to the house of the Lord. One of the greatest dangers in this world is not just denying Jesus with our mouth, it's denying him with our lives. We can sing about Jesus, we can shout about Jesus, we can preach about Jesus, wear a cross. Carry a Bible.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning. He told us to God bring me in. Instead of me sitting with us, he told me, he said, I got to get to the word going on, but you want everybody to see you. You deep.
Yeah.
But listen, as soon as I get out of church and y'all ain't around. Soon as I get free. Yeah, babe, what's going on? Oh, your husband over there? I'll be over there about 7 minutes. Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's y'all got? Oh man, save me some of that, bro. I'll be over there in a minute. Let me go take my church clothes off. Faking the funk. You can't fake this. This is real. Yeah. This is nothing to play with.
Shawn the Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009, for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant, and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Shawn the Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
But today I came to declare I will not live a lie in Jesus.
Amen.
If Jesus saved me, I want to walk like I'm saved.
Yeah.
Not fake. If Jesus changed me, I want my life to show the change.
Yes. Yeah.
If Jesus delivered me, I don't want to go back to the change He broke. He broke some heavy chains for my life. When I was trying to quit, getting high, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it on my own. And I can remember they had a test years ago. I was a young man, maybe about 27. And I saw, they said that if you could quit drinking beer, alcohol for 30 days, then you ain't no alcoholic. Got to the 30th day, then I had to have another beer. I didn't do nothing. I was wasting my time. The world may accept a fake, but God is looking for someone who will stand in the truth.
Yes, Lord.
People are holding on to your life.
Yes.
While you saying you saved, you coming to the house of the Lord every week, you're on Zoom, the Bible study, you're on the prayer line, you got all this going on, and people are holding on to you and your family who don't know the Lord, but they're looking unto you, watching how you walking, how you talking. People know in your family, whether you're right or wrong, they're watching you. Jesus called us out of darkness into truth. Anybody here been called out of darkness?
Oh, yes.
Into this marvelous light?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I couldn't believe that Jesus was real until it happened to me.
No.
I just couldn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I don't know who I was having a conversation with. I think it might have been Danielle or whoever it was. And I used to say, to come, man, I said, get away from me talking to Jesus. So they try to help. What they got to do with me? You ever see Jeff? He died for you? 2000. I said, he ain't died for me in 2000. What are you talking about? I said, man, you better go on a little hook. I did. I would go put an application there and with my religion. I would cuss them out. I would cuss them completely on the application. Why are you put on your religion? I said, man, get. But how many of y'all know that these bad fellas like me, God got a number for you?
Yeah.
And when he comes for you, he coming. You either going to accept him or you're going to be lost. I was in between, straight betwixt. It was Jesus. He shut everything down for me to get high. He shut everything down. I couldn't drink. I couldn't do nothing to get high. Drink, couldn't get drunk, nothing. Couldn't smoke weed, nothing. And I said, what's going on? Something wrong with me? I said, I'm smoking. I started talking to guys I knew. I said, man, need that. He said, what you talking about? Jumping down, happy. What's wrong with you, man? I said, something wrong. I said, I can't get high. I can't get drunk. I can't do nothing. And I said, you know what? It's something going on. I just don't know what it is. Something going on. I don't know what it is. I just don't. So then I started working. Finally got a job and working at Gamble Schuster downtown for 4 hours, 6 to 10. But every time I got to the bus stop on 27th Street, he goes, this young man, he was a Latino, and he had a Bible. And I'm going, he goes, hey, man, how you doing? What's going on? And he started talking about me. I just tell him to shut up. I started listening to him. He said, hey, gee, woo, woo, woo. So he got on the bus. He came sit by me. Woo, woo, woo. So now I'm listening. So then I get to work. He comes to my house. I'm talking. And then I go, so here they come. Everywhere I went. And I said, wait a minute, hold on. Who is this Paul you talking about? And they, I said, tomorrow, can you tell me more? I'll be here. Then when I didn't see the guy, I was mad. I said, what is that? So then I get to work. I said, wait, this guy was talking about. I said, who is John? I said, hold on, wait a minute. Who are these people you talking about? That's what I really want to know. Because every time I see you, you're talking about a different person. Who are these people? These people in the Bible. I said, okay, what they got to do with me? And I don't know who I told. I know what happened. I went and my friend told me to go help put some carpet down. He went to the store. And she walked out there and she frowned. She sat my head down. She said, are you all right? I said, I'm all right. I'm depressed. And when I got done telling her a few things was happening to me, she said, can I pray for you? When that lady prayed for me, I went home and I could still hear that what she said to me. Seeking you will find it. Knocking the door will be open unto you. That thing stayed with me. Seeking you will find it. So that Friday I called a guy at work. I know he was one church. I said, he picked me up. I don't go to church with you. I never know what they did in the church. Make a long story short. Got into church and saw what they were doing and left there that Sunday. I said, I'm going back. Went back the next Sunday. I said, I'm going back. I was sitting way in the back by myself, just sitting back there looking and listening. And said, this is what they do in the church. And they were singing, praising God, teaching, preaching. And now my ears is itching. I'm trying to find out what's going on now. I'm seeing, and there's something up there. I don't know what it is, but that man up there preaching, it's something up there. I don't know what it is. I hear him preaching, but it's something up there. I can't see it, but it's something up there with that man. Kept going. Till my day came. The Bible says, the day that you hear my voice, heart, not yours. I said, okay, I tried everything. Can't get out. Can't smoke weed. Can't drink. Smoking cocaine, even how cocaine can't nothing help me. Until I met that lady. When she told me what she told me. Most of us in here, God has been looking for us. And when God knew it was our time to start seeking him, he made his move on us. We are here because he came looking for us.
Right.
And when he found us, he shut everything down that we were doing, but we couldn't go nowhere else. The reason it was going to come in or die. And I knew I had a choice. Because it came to me and said, you can either accept Christ or you can die and go to hell. Which one is going to be? And I knew deep in my spirit and my heart, if I didn't come this way, I was going to die. I knew it. I said, you know what? I ain't going back that way. I can't.
Torrance's House of Threads, 7732 West Burleigh Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53222. They do have a wardrobe consultant. Please go check them out if you need help with, you know, styling out your clothes. Like me. It was terrible at. Yes. Yes, men and women. Men and women.
I'm going to try this new way. So the lesson today, as I was pondering all week long, came to me. I would not live a lie in Jesus. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus did not come to make us better actors. Amen. You can act all you want to. Amen. Acting ain't going to make it in here. Hallelujah. This ain't Hollywood.
Hallelujah.
This is real life.
Yes.
This is
yes.
real danger.
Yes.
This is do or die.
All right.
He came to make us new creatures. Anybody new? I still feel brand new. Anybody new? Give God a hand, praise it. It's still. I still feel new after 47 years. I still feel brand new. I can't live a lie. I can keep living any way I want, as people think. I can hide my sin. I can fool everybody.
No, you can't.
It's people in church. Whatever church it may be, he thought I'm going to jump down with the people in churches.
Yeah,
yeah. There you go.
They are actors.
They are.
Some of them can't wait to get out of church to go back to doing what they were doing.
Now
you know you ain't got no business. Soon as you get out of church, you make a call. Oh, he going to work? He went early. I'll be coming through there. You just went to church. You were just in the worship, in the prayer, in the praise. What are you doing? You're faking. Fuck. You're faking. But here's the danger in faking.
Alright,
got it. You can fake and get caught down at the wrong time. The Bible tells us we do not know the day or time that our day is coming, but our days come. Our days are numbered. And the day you decide to keep on doing what you're doing instead of changing and really give your life to Christ for real, because you got family members looking at you, you got cousins looking at you, you got people that don't even know looking at and watching you and saying how you living and saying if she changed, if he changed, I know I can change.
Yes, only God can. Yes, yes, yes.
I can fool everybody. I can fool everybody.
Can't fool God.
Not
at all.
Got my suit on. Got my Bible in my hand. Got my cross. On Bible study. On prayer. But soon as I get away from everybody, I'm up to no good. Haven't been saved. Haven't been delivered. Haven't been nothing. Wasting God's time faking.
All right.
Don't get caught down wrong.
Amen.
I can fool everybody, but Jesus said, I am the truth.
Yeah.
You may fool people, but you cannot fool God.
Yeah.
God sees the heart.
Yeah.
God knows the struggles.
Yeah.
God knows the secret places.
Yeah.
Some of them got secrets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of them got girlfriends on the side.
Yeah.
And they married.
Yes, they do.
Oh, baby, you know, my job is taking me out of town next week. And I want you to know me. I got to go out of town. Yeah, they called me again. It's overtime. I need to go down to Chicago. I'll be back Friday on Monday. As soon as I get out there, yeah, baby, I will be there. What time? Yeah. Okay, I need something to eat on. Faith. Y'all think people don't do that?
Yeah, they do.
People do that for real.
Yeah, they do.
But the good news is Jesus does not expose us. He destroys us.
Yes.
Jesus does not expose us to destroy us. He exposes us so he can heal us.
All right.
But Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus already knew. But Jesus restored Peter. When the woman at the well had a broken past, Jesus already knew. But Jesus gave her living water. Because Jesus is not looking for perfect people.
He is
looking for honest people.
All right.
Living for Jesus meaning leaving the old life behind. Second Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, but all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Hallelujah.
You cannot say you belong to Jesus, but refuse to let Jesus change.
All right now.
You have to be changed. You have to let the old past go. A new life requires a new walk. Change your surroundings. You will change the people that you associate with. They told me that I was crazy. They told me that I got on this Jesus stuff. Something was wrong with me. And they came to my house. They had cocaine. They had beer burning the doorbell. Come on, Jeff. We got it. I said, get off my porch. Get off my porch. What's wrong with you? I said, get off my porch. I'm saying, you say you're going too far with that stuff, man. Get off my porch. And I closed my door. Bam. The word was out. Something was wrong with me. I was going overboard with this Jesus stuff.
All right, now keep on going overboard.
I cannot say I love Jesus but hate my brother.
All right, then.
A lot of us have been through things. Way before I got here, I've been through a lot of things in the church world. Hurt. Way before I come to this alley. And other alleys. And guess what? Each one of them, God healed my heart to forgive those people. Each one of them. Ex-wife. I'm so glad when I see her now. Hey, I hug her. I'm on my way. My heart is good. Ain't nothing there. I can say to myself, I'm glad I ain't with you no more. All that you took me through, I'm praying for you. I ain't mad at you no more. I used to can't even walk up and hug you. But it took time for God to heal your heart. He don't do it overnight. So, and whoever did this done overnight, God bless them, but it took time. It took time.
Yes, it did.
I trust God, but I live in fear. You can't live in fear with God.
Yes.
And I can't lie. I believe all of us had some fear.
Yeah.
And guess what, y'all? Some of that stuff I'm dealing with, I have to deal with now.
Yeah.
Ask me what I'm talking about. I ain't been a fly right now. y'all do what y'all want to with that one.
Right.
I ain't flying right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. Now, pray for me that I can go on one thing, right? Pray for me, too. I know you just went that back from Texas, Mr.
Yes, Lord. I
want
to go right back on there.
All right. Well, I can ride or get on the bus right now. Pray for me until I get delivered from that. I need deliverance really from that. I'm delivered. But God keep returning to the same bondage. I'm going to break that, y'all. I'm going to break that. Jesus did not die on the cross so I could decorate my old life. He died so I could become new. Somebody needs to say, I'm not what I used to be.
I'm not what I used to be.
I'm not the old me.
I'm not the old me.
I ain't got the old habits.
I
ain't got the old ways. I'm not thinking the old way. Because Jesus gave me a new heart. Come on, give God some praise. Jesus gave me a new heart. Let me hear you. Jesus gave me a new heart.
A new man.
A new purpose. I will not go back to what God has brought me out of. Give God some praise. I won't go back. Now, I want y'all to know, since I told y'all, y'all pray for me because I'm looking, I'm going to fly out pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fly out and preach too. Listen, this is an honest walk, y'all. You gotta be honest in this walk.
You ain't going nowhere if you come here. Because you might look on fly.
Right. You know what? I hear my brother-in-law. So, but I'm flying.
Hey, but you want me to drive you down there, you know I'm with.
I'm at the show him and Jeff that I'm gonna fly.
Woohoo!
God brought me out of.
Yay!
That's another thing.
We had to go. I'm getting hard. Until they told me I can't go on no cruise, so stop. We got everything to get. Whatever I can get loose to go, but I can fly. Y'all pray for me. Truth will cost you something. Don't y'all know if you live a truth, it's going to cost you something? It's going to cost you something to be truthful, to be honest, don't be lying. It's going to cost you. Some people are going to tell you, you think you better. You know, I'm thinking I'm better. I'm just not telling that lie. But a lie will cost you more. Luke 9:23, I'm almost with him. Any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Following Jesus is not always popular.
All
right. I lost all my friends, y'all. I'm glad that they gone. It showed me it really wasn't my friend. Sometimes truth will make you stand alone. Yep, I've been alone many times. And had them friends that don't go. And not one of them. I have to stand by myself.
Peace.
Sometimes people will not understand your commitment. Sometimes you have to say, I love you, but I love Jesus more.
Yeah.
I want God's will more than any of my own desires. Yeah. The devil wants you to believe that pretending is easier, but living a life will wear you out. Yeah. A lie takes energy to maintain. You tell that lie, then you got the same. That same lie gonna be a different lie. And that different lie gonna be another different lie. Then that different lie gonna be another different. You gonna find yourself just lying, 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 lying. Just tell the truth. Tell the truth.
A rainworm growing bigger and bigger.
A lie takes energy to maintain. But the truth gives you freedom. Jesus said you should know the truth and the truth should make you free. I'm almost done. Free from guilt. Free from shame. Free from pretending. A relationship with Jesus produces real fruit. Matthew 7:20, whereby their fruit you shall know them. People should be able to see Jesus in you. Not just in our church clothes. Not just in our words, but in our actions. Can people see patience? Can people see love? Can people see forgiveness? Can people see humility? A tree does not have to announce what kind of tree it is. The fruit speaks. And when Jesus lives inside of us, should come out of us. I can choose truth over a lie.
Amen.
I made up my mind. I'm closing. I will not live a lie. I will not pretend to be saved. I will not be perfect, but I'm pursuing Jesus.
Yeah.
I may fall sometimes, but I'm getting back up.
Yeah.
I may have a past, but my past does not control my future. But Jesus has redeemed me. The enemy wants me to hide, but Jesus called me to stand. The enemy wants me to be ashamed, but Jesus gave me grace. The enemy wants me to pretending like I'm on the stage, pretending like an actor. This ain't Hollywood. Pretending, playing a part. But Jesus gave me truth. So today I declare I belong to Jesus. I've been bought with a price. I will walk in truth. I will walk in Christ because when this life is over, I don't want God to say I perform for him. I want him to say, well done. My good, faithful servant. Give God some praise. I will not live a lie. I will not live a lie in Jesus. Amen. This is in our community.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.